If you're looking for your next vacation destination, consider Buenos Aires or Istanbul. The Argentine peso has lost half its value to the dollar this year, while the Turkish lira has lost 40%. And while a strong dollar is great for American tourists, it's pretty bad news for the people who live in those countries. India, South Africa, and Indonesia are just some of the other emerging markets watching their currencies plummet. And a strong dollar is in part to blame. Here in the studio to explain it all is Callum Borchers, senior innovation reporter at WBUR. Hi, Callum.
Hi, Lisa.
Let's start off with the fact that the dollar is strong and getting stronger. It's grown about 8% since March. Why is that happening?
Well, recall that the Federal Reserve raised the interest rates in June for the second time this year, and at the same time signaled that there could be two more interest rate hikes coming before the year is out. And those higher rates tend to attract more investors to a currency. Makes sense. And we also, of course, have the tariff wars between the U.S. and other countries. That's creating some unease among investors. And when they're feeling uneasy, they sort of flock to the relative stability of the dollar.
Okay, so how does a strong dollar hurt a country, say Argentina, where inflation's about 30%?
Well, Argentina is like a lot of countries where they often borrow money in dollars, not their own currency. And that means the cost of that debt can fluctuate along with the exchange rate. So, for example, at the beginning of this year, it cost about 19 Argentine pesos to pay off a dollar of debt. It now costs about 39 Argentine pesos. So you can see that rapid spike over the course of just this year alone.
But it's not just the fault of the dollar. I mean, things are pretty chaotic in Argentina anyway.
Sure. And the Argentine government has taken on a lot of debt in recent years to try to stimulate the economy. And it's certainly fair to second guess those borrowing decisions that set up the country for the problem it's facing now. And of course, more broadly, you know, if you're a country that's very heavily dependent on exporting goods to wealthier countries like the U.S., you're susceptible to harm if the dollar gets stronger like this, or if the U.S. imposes higher tariffs. I mean, that's part of what we're seeing in Turkey right now, where the Trump administration recently doubled tariffs on steel and aluminum.
Now, Professor Callum, could you give us a little remedial lesson here? If a weak currency is so bad, then why is a country like China intentionally driving down its currency?
Right. Great question, because you would think, you know, this is great for the U.S. With all these other countries, and they're saying, why we don't want our currency to be weak against the dollar, so why on earth would China want it to be? And the simple answer is that if you are into protectionism, there is actually some advantage to artificially keeping the value of your currency low. In other words, if you make the cost of U.S. products imported to your country so expensive and out of reach for your people, you're essentially pushing people to buy domestic products. And that's what the U.S. says China is doing.
We know from history that inflation has helped pave the way for authoritarianism, Germany after World War I, for instance. What kind of political fallout could we see in a place such as Turkey or South Africa or Argentina?
Right. Well, Argentina is a great example. In fact, Forbes recently published what I thought was a smart piece. He's headlined the badly bruised Argentine peso is blood in the water for Peronistas, meaning politicians aligned with the former president, Cristina Kirchner, maybe even Kirchner herself, would want to seek a return to office in 2019, even though she's been indicted on corruption charges since leaving office. I mean, the simple answer is that when things are going badly, the alternative looks pretty good.
Callum Borchers, senior innovation reporter at WBUR. Thanks, Callum.